Yeah, so go ahead, Bright.
No, I just want to apologize to our listeners for the 10-15 minute delay. We had a little issue with the Winamp. When I was entering all the information, I accidentally changed the password without changing it. Like, if you just type the wrong password, it actually changes it on you. So I just had to, like, wait for the email and get the confirmation and do all that bull crap. But anyways, we're here now, and Justin, what are we gonna get into tonight?
Not much. I just wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on with the London Olympics. You know, and just the whole atmosphere of fear that they're creating around it. And maybe, you know, in the possibilities of a false flag attack, although, you know, I'm not sold on it. It just may be more fear mongering. But, you know, the rate of, you know, of crazy stuff coming out of the whole, setup for these, London, Olympics is really, you know, it's really crazy how much they're throwing this stuff in our face. And we have to wonder, is it just for us to, you know, chase our tails with? Or is this a possible, you know, real threat, real event? You know, is it going to be another, you know, depends, you know, what would they go with? You know, it's really hard to imagine, but, you know, here's the thing. Now, you know, this all started back in, I would say, 2006 or so, when they originally released the Olympic logo, once they got it announced that it was going to be in London. It might have been 07 or 08. But either way, back then, anyway, to make a long story short, it was inherently clear that they had this logo spelled out to mean Zion, you know, to look like the 2012 letters look like, you know, like the letter Z-I-O-N, you know. And a lot of people may say, you know, well, what's the significance of it? And of course, we know about what, you know, Zionists are, you know, a term of, you know, what you would call the Sephardic and Ashkenazi Jews who are, you know, in, you know, a good portion of in power today. You know, and the whole thing about it is, you know, is are they trying to make London the new Zion, or the new Jerusalem, or, you know, that's it's a whole, you know, a whole psyop at that point. Now, as far as like symbology and whatnot, you know, like I said, Rick Clay brought out a lot of this stuff, and he was really into, you know, digging into corporate logos and everything. And, you know, a lot of the stuff we've seen today was a product of, you know, of Rick Clay. And, you know, I guess he died at the age of 26, mysterious stuff. They yanked his blogs off the web.
26, huh? That's
yeah.
Pretty young.
Yeah, 26. They yanked his blogs off the net. He has one interview left with Red Ice Creations. And, you know, it's that's all there really is from him, you know. Yeah, you know, young, totally young kid. It's you know, really weird, supposedly.
How did they say he died?
Suicide.
Oh, yeah, what, a shotgun blast to the head or something?
the back of the head.
Something ridiculous.
Yeah, or something like OD or something like that. You know, it was just, it was real mysterious, you know, it was real mysterious because he was breaking out a lot of this, you know, symbology stuff. And this was a guy, you know, who had started out in the music, you know, in the underground music scene or whatever. And then, you know, had decided to traveled all around and, you know, and saw the ruins in Egypt and every, you know, and everything, and learned a great deal about history, and came back, and he was real big over at David Icke forums, you know. And I don't know. There's a lot of stuff surrounding that even too, as far as, you know, if someone over there, you know, willingly gave up his blood, you know, whatever. But make a long story short, let's get back to London, you know. So anyway, you know, there's a lot to think about now, you know. Besides that, you know, we had the Olympic mascots come out, and they're both looking like some non-gendered.
Justin, we're already getting our first caller. Do you mind if I interrupt you for a second and put him through?
No, go ahead. Put them through.
Welcome to Dose of Reality Radio. You're with Brian and Justin. How can I help you?
Who am I speaking to, Brian or Justin?
This is Brian, and that was Justin that was just doing most of the talking.
Oh, I didn't hear it. I just saw the link online. What was he chatting about tonight?
Well, he was just starting off a little bit about the London Olympics, and then we were going to get into a slew of other things.
How you doing, Kathy?
Wonderful. I just posted a thing from General Wesley Clark, who admitted the wars were planned 7 countries in 5 years. Now, I'd say he's an insider. And all of those folks who are sitting around saying, pardon me?
No, of course he's an insider. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, all those folks are sitting around saying, maybe it's just a rumor. No. It's so obvious. I mean, war is a racket.
That's what Smedley Butler said.
Yeah, he wrote a book about it. But the people don't read so much, you know. They like to watch TV a bunch, which is really just programming.
Yeah, or watch a documentary on something and think that they've, you know, totally educated themselves on it.
Oh, I loved one they had on the History Channel the other day. It was about aliens. And
oh boy,
it was really interesting because they said all of the native civilizations had drawings of a snake, a serpent. And I'm like, that sounds like Satan's symbol, huh? And they said it was a myth, and it was probably from aliens. I'm like, yeah, right.
That sounds like part of the pro-disclosure propaganda that they're pushing nowadays, you know, to make everybody follow this alien thing in case they do, you know, plan to pull off, you know, some type of a phony invasion. Now this is on the History Channel, so of course it's pretty much the same people that bring you the mainstream news. I believe that's Rupert Murdoch owned.
Right.
So what were you saying? You know, pretty much about the whole thing. Yeah, I believe the snake has always been a cult symbol and religious symbol and whatnot in a lot of cultures, right?
It's Satan's symbol. The Catholics,
right.
We're very heavily into it. There's a site called oneevil.org.
Yes, great site.
Oh, absolutely. They name all of the evil, well, not all of it, but a lot of the stuff that went on and was condoned by the church.
Well, yeah, and the snake means sorcery, I believe, too.
Right. And an ex-Satanist, ex-Illuminati guy, John Todd, he said that their sign is called the Force. The Force. Does that sound familiar to anybody? On Star Wars.
Well, yeah, I mean, this sounds like Star Wars to me.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And Bill Cooper said in Behold the Pale Horse, they have a plan where they're going to use holograms and make everybody think we're being invaded by aliens.
Right.
You know? So they have a big plan.
Well, here's the thing, Kathy. Nowadays, you know, they really wouldn't even have to do a hologram show. You know, of course, they do have the technology, but, you know, all they really have to do is show it on the television screens, and 99% of the population will sap it up.
It's so funny. I'm sorry, it shouldn't be. But they have the audacity to sue for the right to lie. And the Supreme Court of Florida said, yes, you can. On the public airways, lie and distort the truth.
Right.
Yeah. Now, who would believe them?
No, I know. Who will believe them? The people that are... You know, full of cognitive dissonance and really can't reason on their own. That's it.
Yeah, that's true. And they'll probably call you a lunatic, Justin.
call me a what?
A lunatic or a conspiracy theorist.
Well, that's the problem you have when regular people without a lot of clout try and speak out on these things. It's so easy to just blackball us and call us crazy or, you know, say whatever.
Well, I asked them if they're informationally challenged. Does that make me crazy, or does that make them uninformed?
I would say it definitely makes them uninformed.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's all hidden right in plain sight. You know, they hide that stuff in books and stuff. You know, people don't want to take the time to read because they're too busy shopping, buying more things they don't need.
Yeah, more things that aren't broken that they could hold on to for another 5 years probably, but they had to have the newest model.
Yeah. Did you guys hear about the NATO meeting in Chicago?
Yes, we did. We talked about it a little bit last week, actually.
Well, they were talking about maybe moving a whole city out of Chicago to Wisconsin. I'm like, how insane is that?
What do you mean, moving the whole city out? Like, making all the residents leave?
Yeah, they were talking about perhaps they might have to make, if too many people protest, they might have to relocate all the citizens of Chicago.
I think it's pretty much over now, though, and it hasn't happened. But no, I heard that too. I definitely heard there was contingency plans, as they call them.
yeah, they're kind of amusing.
You know, and that's what they love to do. They love to they love to burn their own cop cars. Of course, you notice when they burn these cop cars, these so-called black bloc anarchists, they burn these cop cars that don't have a shotgun in them, because you know they don't want to cook off around and shoot an innocent bystander. They don't have they don't have any other nice equipment in there. These are, you know, empty cop cars just there for the photo op.
Right. The Judy Wood cars from 9/11.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all of them are photo ops. Just like that one that when they turned over that port to the Chinese, and I don't remember which president. I think it was Baby Bush that was in front of it. And,
like the one
and they changed
in the middle
it
of
from
the country.
Made in China to made in the USA. And they don't make anything here anymore.
Of course not, and that's why we have no jobs, and that's why, you know, it's ridiculous, you know, for the manufacturing base that we're, you know, able to consume. If you look at from the 50s and 60s, when you had every person working, and you had, you know, you didn't need both parents working, because one, the, you know, the father or, you know, or the mother in some cases made enough money to, you know, to feed, clothes and house and go on vacation for the whole family. Nowadays, you know, cost of food, cost of gas, taxes, you know, fractional reserve banking, you know, all this stuff, they're squeezing us dry. And obviously we know why. They want their one world government. They have to get rid of our sovereignty. The best way to do that is by breaking down our, you know, economy and making us blame each other, you know?
Exactly. It's divide and conquer. It's a very old plan. They've got everybody divided. The blacks against the whites, the Mexicans against gringos, one class against another class, the women against the men. We're all so divided. And for what?
Yep.
We're all just human.
Yep. You know? No, you're right.
It makes no sense.
And we all just want the best for our kids and our families, and we don't want to inhale poison air or drink fluoridated water or, you know, eat genetically modified food. You know, food. I think these are human basic rights that we should have the right to choose whether we want to or not, you know, and it's coming to the point where, of course, most people like us cannot afford to get, you know, a reverse osmosis put in their house, you know, or, you know, or to go out and buy all organic vegetables. Like, you know, we're scraping week to week, you know, and that's how they want it.
Oh, absolutely. I just saw a doctor on one of those channels who was preparing, and he had married this lady who escaped the Khmer Rouge, and she was telling him, he was preparing for no reason. Well, FEMA's preparing, you know. I say, if FEMA's preparing, we should be prepared, too.
They usually a day early, actually.
Absolutely.
Preparing a day before an event. Kathy, I'm going to have you hold 1 second. We have another call. We're going to add to the call,
sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Call you live on the air with Dose of Reality Radio with Brian and Justin.
Thanks. I'm on the air now.
Yeah, who are we speaking with?
Hey, Will Jones. This is Justin.
This is Brian, actually.
Hey, Brian. Listen, I just wanted to... Kathy said that it makes no sense. That's because she can't make sense of it, but it makes perfect sense. If you go back and read Thomas Jefferson and John Adams and Thomas Paine, they explain why we had to start this new secular order, why we broke away from King and Pope. Well, the king and pope followed us over. They got with the false money, the fractional banking with Rockefeller, big oil built on murder and arson. What they're doing, the trains are running. I live near a train yard, and our trains are running 24 hours a day, and they don't run them empty.
Yep.
The product is being manufactured and being distributed. people are making big money, but through capital, through the fascist state we got now, not using capital in the good sense of the word, following Adam Smith. What they want is to, little labor and lots of capital, so everything's mechanized.
Right. Exactly.
And they ship over to the third world countries where the Bush family, remember when George Herbert Walker Bush, the guy who couldn't remember where he was when he heard John Kennedy was assassinated?
Even though he was in Dallas.
Well,
did you know his daddy Bush's daddy also was wanted for war crimes during World War II? He supported Hitler.
Oh yeah, we all know that. He was a member of the
Knights of Malta. Okay.
I know that.
They openly claimed to run the Vatican, okay? And by the way, that oneevil.org is one-evil.org. But the point is, when Bush went over there and vomited on the head of Japan after being his bigamous Fitzgerald relationship for 20 years, he started the China-U.S. Chamber of Commerce that his brother, Prescott Bush II, was the founding CEO and president.
Are you trying to get to the fact that these trains are actually full of materials, but the materials are not being manufactured here? They're being off-shipped to places like China or whatever, being manufactured over there for cheaper, and then we buy them back? Is that pretty much
all? What I'm saying, I don't know. I haven't gone – my research does not include exactly what's in all the boxcars. But the fact of the matter is product is being moved, whether it's highly capitalized. I mean, we're unemployed. And
probably all war parts. It's a war machine.
Right. And you see the war trains going by. They need us to be broken. They don't want the American people, the working man, standing on their hind legs. They want us to be servants. They don't want us. When this country
they want us on the welfare state. They want us collecting the welfare check. That way you're under control. You can't go.
It's socio-engineering. They discussed it on the floor of the Senate, and one fellow stood up and told them that what you want more of, you subsidize. What you want less of, you tax it. Well, they wanted more slaves, so they want to subsidize everything. Free this, free that. But nothing is free. There's no rights without responsibilities. It's a plan.
But God is free. America is free by
blesses the planet, not just America. And people have forgotten
that. Now, that's where you're wrong, okay? We are American exceptionalism for a reason. They're slaves to the rest of the world. Okay.
We'll have to agree to disagree on that, Honey Bunch.
Okay, we'll disagree all you want, but the fact of the matter is that the America is the stopper for the shoot the moon for Rome and the Roman Antichrist that Thomas Jefferson identified.
We're in the belly of the beast right here, and those turkeys up in D.C. worship at the foot of an owl every summer.
They are Satan. The one who said it didn't make any sense. Okay. Why are you trying to talk over me when you already said it didn't make any sense? It doesn't make any sense
because if they say up, they mean down. It makes sense to me because I don't read all the crap.
What they are literally doing, I know what they're up to. Well, why do you say it didn't make any sense? It makes perfect sense, and what they're doing is overthrowing
God. It doesn't make any sense to the average Joe because they're in la-la land.
I think you guys are kind of agreeing a little more than you're disagreeing. I think what she means is the plan doesn't make sense to the normal person, but to the evil person setting it up, like you're saying, it makes perfect sense.
They can't wrap their mind around something that evil.
The fact of the matter is they have to destroy the American people because if you ever play Hearts – we're the Queen of Spades or an odd heart that's going to break their shoot the moon.
You're right because America is the last country that values its sovereignty as much as it does. That's why Americans are the one country left that is not in the European Union, that's not considered, you know, yes, we are, obviously we're a corporation and everything else, but the American people, we do not consider ourselves part of the British Empire. Most people don't know that we're under the Vatican. Most people don't know that, you know, that we have fucking Israelis running our country too, and you know, and they're also
that we were sold to the Chinese on the stock market.
Yes, a good point of it is, but you know what else though? The Federal Reserve actually holds a good amount of our national debt. So in reality, those families that front for the Federal Reserve are actually the ones getting paid from our debt. You know, I mean, the Chinese too, but that's where it comes. You know, it's not like we owe this.
Right, but we have to expropriate them. The reason I called is that we have to expropriate them. We have to do what Iceland did.
They fired all their crooked bankers. Yes, they did.
We have to expropriate this Roman fifth column, Rockefeller, Bush, the same people that funded Hitler out of the U.S. Roman Catholic collection plates, the same people that killed John Kennedy and Dr. King to send us to Vietnam on behalf of the 5% Catholics that own 95% of the wealth. This is Memorial Day. Our dead of Vietnam are crying out from the grave for justice. The people that killed them are the same ones who committed 9/11. It's the same Rockefeller, Bush, Roman Antichrist, CIA, FBI, fifth column that Thomas Jefferson identified as an engine for enslaving mankind. And they're in our country now, and we got to take them over. The American people must once again, together as E Pluribus Unum, of all nations of the world who have come to this promised land, this prophesied new Israel, we got to say, time's up, guys. The beast is going into the pit. You don't seem to want to jump in on your own. We, the American people, are going to do an Iceland on you. We're taking it over. We're expropriating all of your wealth. The top leaders are going to be hanged at Fort McNair or at Fort Leavenworth, and that's all there is about it. There's no other way around it, okay? We have to come under the Creator again. How do we accept this? Divine Providence and nothing else. That's where we have American exceptionalism that nobody else has.
Can I ask you a question? You're talking about American exceptionalism.
Ask away.
Okay. When they came here and discovered this country that was already occupied by many inhabitants, they called them savages and murdered them up. Now, who are the real savages? Every tree they ever wrote, they broke
it. False. Are you a Yankee? Are you a Roman Catholic? Why are you saying lies, woman?
Lies? Excuse me. Yes, yeah, you think there were
lie.
Not millions of people
the
in this country already when they discovered
Native American.
So am I, honey.
The Native Americans treated the Europeans at the shore as a fulfillment of their prophecy religiously.
Okay.
That's why
you might do some more research about the Native Americans. They call them savages,
I'm a Native
but they
American.
Were very wise people, and they were in touch with the Great Spirit in the sky.
Okay. All right, listen, guys. It's been good talking to you, but I'm not going to put up with this. This is bullshit. Goddamn divide and conquer lie.
Divide and conquer.
People.
Honey, I believe in united all of mankind, not just
one country. Yeah, well,
you're
full
country.
Of shit, honey.
What's your name?
My name is Kathy.
I'm a Rothschild.
Kathy who? Kathy who from where? You're
Kathy
talking
Ford.
Out your ass.
You know what? God bless you, sir.
Yeah, God bless you.
God bless the planet.
Bullshit. It's a devil's planet.
I know. The devil has been running it with our help,
this
with
is
our
the
apathy.
Devil's planet.
We let them.
Europeans came here as a fulfillment of the Native American prophecy. That's why they were succored. That's why they were taken care of and fed. And
You might want to do some more research into the Native Americans, Honey Bunch, because
Hold on.
Hold on, are you trying to say that Native Americans wanted these people here, though? Is that...
No.
Yeah, it's a fulfillment. It was a fulfillment of their ancient prophecy.
You know what the CIA does, and their precursor, and all of the Satanists? John Todd, an ex-Satanist, he told all about it. And he said this is ground zero. Indeed, this is where they're going to attack. He said they were going to attack five cities simultaneously, and...
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the truth, Honey Bunch. The truth will set you free.
Yeah, who's going to attack them from coming from the goddamn CIA, the Roman Catholic?
They're already here in this country. They have troops sneaking around the middle of the night. Halliburton is here, creeping around the middle of the night with fracking trucks.
Okay, listen.
And Halliburton was just an offshoot of Brown and Root.
You're going to leave her on? She's obviously stoned, okay? She's been smoking
stoned?
Something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That is what all the...
Who's here to attack us, Kathy?
Guys, I'll tell you what. We're gonna go to a break in a minute, and I don't know. There's no reason we got to get this out of hand. I think you guys are really agreeing on some points here, and then you know it really got off hand just because of a couple small things. I don't think it needs to be going this way.
This is the thing about the whole planet. and we got to be for everybody. That's bullshit. We got to be for America, by God. This is
well,
a lifeboat.
Well,
But
what is it just about white folks for? I mean, you know, what about everybody? Here's the thing, Will. I agree with you that we have to take care of our own country, but well, you know, our country is now a melting pot, and there's, you know,
that's the prophecy. That's Isaiah 2:2. All nations shall come into one new nation. Mm-hmm. That's God's doing.
And there will be many false prophets who say a lot of flowery phrases, but they don't walk the walk, honey bunch. They just talk the
bullshit.
Talk.
You're full of shit, bitch. You really are full of shit. I'm sorry. But you're
is that what
anonymous?
All you can do is call names?
Where are you from? What's your last name? Who are you
My last name is
for?
Ford. F-O-R-D, just like the car.
Yeah, no, well she's
Roman
she's
Catholic. Are you from Michigan?
No, I'm God's child. I am not
formulated with
any religion.
All right.
Well, you were raised Roman Catholic. And you're
no, I was not raised Roman Catholic.
Well,
I do like Martin Luther, a German priest from the late 1400s.
I was raised Roman Catholic. It doesn't mean I support the Vatican's thing. You know what I mean? You know, to say that, you know, you really can't blame someone for what they were raised in. I don't know. I don't even know what Catholic.
I'm blaming her for spouting confusion. Okay, this bullshit.
That's what they do on TV all day. That's not what I do.
It's fear mongering bullshit, honey. Okay,
honey, I'm not the
fear
monger. Matter of fact, I called him out.
This is Memorial Day.
I don't call
right?
people names.
Let's stick to that the facts.
Let's stick to the facts, okay? What are the facts as you know them?
The
God only
are,
loves some people, not all of his creation, just some
bullshit.
People.
This is a promised land for all nations of the world.
You're so
oh, you're
funny.
Laughing?
I'm laughing at you. I'm laughing at you because the CIA exports hate and murder to all nations.
You know better than the American founders, huh? You know better than Thomas Jefferson and John Adams. You're smarter than they are, huh?
No. Are you smarter than Einstein? You know what?
I don't know, but you know what though? I don't think we have. You know who needs to be smarter than anyone? This is our own time nowadays, and you know, and I think, but I really think the two of you got off to. You know, you're both recognizing the same thing. You're both Christians. I don't know. I don't understand
I'm
what the whole
problem. I'm not a Christian. I'm an American.
I'm saying with all the
I
all
Thomas
the God,
Jefferson a prophet of God.
Well, I wouldn't go that far though. I mean, I don't know.
You're not an American.
I'm not an American because I don't think that every supposed forefather is some big hero. No, I'm sorry to tell you, I don't.
Sectarian factionalism is against our creed. Our creed is Anuit Septus, not Muhammad, not Buddha, not Jesus. It's divine providence and nothing
but
else.
I personally don't think that any of these religions have a place in government regardless. I mean, that's my
Then why is the fascist on the front wall of the U.S. House of Representatives nailed there by Roman Catholics?
Well, we
that's
know
a symbol of the power and authority of Rome.
We've said that. We know that the Jesuits run the Vatican, and they are, you know, whatever you want to call it, fifth column, I call it New World Order. That's what they're we know that. That's the thing. We're arguing over things that aren't that are not important. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's all important. Antichrist.
If we agree on 9 out of 10 things, though, if we agree on 9 out of 10 things, why does the 10th thing have to be such a big disagreement? That's the thing.
Okay, we have to keep it out of political discourse. We cannot. The only religious illusion that is a legitimate in American political discourse is Anuit Septus. When that homosexual draft dodging psychopath George W. Bush said Jesus was his favorite political philosopher, that was treason against our creed. A creed is how the creature knows the creator. Okay, that's what a creed is. E pluribus unum. Nobis fortis seclorum, Anuit Septus. That's how God blessed Americans. Anybody who wants to pretend to be an American and does not accept our creed and yet pays allegiance to whether it's the goddamn state of Israel, the Zionists, the false
okay,
Zion,
who
the American
funds
Zion.
Israel?
That's a blanket statement, though, because
our nation. That's how Bush and Nixon got away with killing Kennedy. That's how they got away with doing 9/11. Divide and conquer.
Oh, I already know. I've written much about that. And reading is my avocation. So when you sit here and tell me I don't know, you know what I know? I know that people who think they know the most generally know the least. And the more you know, the more you know you don't
that
know.
That is argumentum ad ignorantium, okay? That's a classic fallacy of logic. Did a Jesuit teach you that?
No.
All right, here's what we're going to do, guys.
Nobody
guys, we're going to go to break.
Where are you using it?
I use knowledge from all sources.
You
can get knowledge from a homeless fellow on the street.
Ad ignorantium is a classic fallacy, and you just
shoot
it.
Guys,
you know
we're going to end the fight. Guys, we're going to go to break.
But,
yeah,
know,
because you're a goddamn illogical fraud.
Oh,
you're a
what
confused woman. You're a confused woman that's either been drinking or smoking.
I smoke cigarettes. Yes, I do. I'm guilty of that.
You have an agenda.
All right. Guys, we're going to...
And what is my agenda, sir?
Other than truth and justice.
No, truth and justice is my agenda. I just had another great
grandbaby
today.
Okay, then how come you use the logical fallacy?
I want them to have a future.
How come you use argumentum ad ignorantium?
You know what? People like you are the ones that give the people in the USA a bad name. They're more in America than just the USA. There's North America, Central America, South America. So are you including them also? Are they blessed also? Are they blessed also?
The illegals that come up here that are brought as an army to conquer us. That's what they say. We're Americans. You're not the only Americans. We're Americans.
Congress entices them to come here.
We all agree that it's about divide and conquer, and that's the thing. And you know, that's the whole thing. Whether you know, it doesn't matter what else you believe in. We know that they're trying to divide us and conquering. And that sounds like what you guys are letting happen right now.
What I'm trying is Cassie right here on your phone.
Excuse me, sir. You've been calling me names. I have called you no name.
I'm not calling you a name. I'm calling you a liar.
You did call me a bitch.
A liar and a bitch would be a name.
You can call me the Blue Moon.
Liar,
it won't make
man.
You that. Now, Willard.
You're a goddamn liar.
Will.
Any place is America, but America is a goddamn lie.
Well,
I tell you what,
normally
you
I would.
God bless you.
Well, normally I wouldn't, but we're going to have to end it here because it's just it's
right,
going a little.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, Will. Will, if you want, call back in later, okay? Because this it's just not working out with the two of you. I'm sorry.
All right, guys, thanks for calling. We're going to take that break now anyway.
Wow, that was some serious, some serious arguing there, huh?
Yeah,
that was a little too much. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick 5-minute break, guys. We'll be right back. When we come back, we promise, because I know some people in the chat want to know more about the Olympics. We're not done talking about the Olympics. It's just that the callers called in and took us in a totally different direction.
And we're going to hold the phones when we get back for a little while.
Yeah, we're going to hold the phones off for a few until we re-announce that we're over with them because we want to get a little bit more out. But guys, Guns N' Roses, and we'll be right back. Everybody, welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here with Justin Cook. We were originally about to talk about the Olympic ceremony coming up this year in 2012, and we got a couple callers that took the call pretty much a totally different direction, so we apologize about that. But you know what? That's fine. Anytime you guys want to call in and talk about anything, it doesn't have to be what we're on topic on, and that's fine. But it did get a little out of hand with the going back and forth, so we decided to cut it a little short. Justin, why don't we just start over with the Olympic thing? We only really talked about it for about 2 minutes before those calls came in. So why don't you just give people a brief summary of what's going on?
All right, yeah. Pretty much, you know, like I was saying, you know, you had the whole Zion Olympic thing. You know, for those of you guys that heard it, I got into Rick Clay, you know, who's 26 years old, and under his circumstances, he was big on David Icke's blogs and everything, or David Icke's site forums over there, you know, and he was very good in the like numerology research, symbology, you know, and the guy has a really good interview on Red Ice Creations. It's on YouTube. Just type in Rick Clay, R-I-K, Clay, C-L-A-Y, and you'll be able to hear this interview. But different things happen. And it seems like, you know, they're building up these Olympics for something. You know, like I said a few minutes ago, how they have these, you know, the Zion symbol, and if you haven't seen it, you know, it's out there. Just Google Zion London Olympics and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. They fashioned the 2012 to look like it read Zion. You know, this was done purposely that the some people at the Olympic Committee were infuriated by it and, you know, asked them to change it, and they came back with something that was not much different, and that's what we have now or whatever, supposedly. So it probably was even worse before that. But, you know, we're talking, this is a couple $100,000 to come up with a pick. Well, you know, it almost looks like at one point of Lisa Simpson blowing someone. And then on other ones, it just, you know, but I mean, you could clearly see that they made these, you know, numbers out to be the letters. But all right. Anyway, getting back to the brass tacks or whatever. They also released these supposed Olympic game mascots. Now these Olympic mascots are one eye for one, you know, one eye in the middle of their head, which kind of brings to mind, you know, Eye of Horus or, you know, the Eye of Ra, just the, you know, the all seeing eye type thing. And the, also the fact that these are, you know, pretty generic things. I think Don posted it in the chat. If you, you know, you could probably scroll up a little bit and find it. But anyway, these things, you know, they're of a, it kind of makes you think of, you know, something that is of both sexes. You know, they didn't make one to be feminine, one to be male. It's just kind of like the, you know, kind of like a robotic looking, genderless, you know, being or whatever. You know, so I mean, you know, there's been a lot written on that too. You know, I'm not going to get too into it because, you know, it's, you know, there's more on it, you know, this whole subject. Recently, we've been seeing a rash of like weird commercials come out, you know, and one of them was the, it was a soccer commercial and it had nothing to do with the London Olympics. It was something to do with the IAHF or whatever it is, Chinese soccer or whatever. And they actually had London in the background, you know, and they showed London being bombed and blown up and tanks invading it and all this other stuff. You know, and, you know, whatever, you can chalk that off to being weird, but it's very, very weird, very eerie that you would have a soccer game going on and you would have these armies fighting in the same commercial. But anyway, you know, so, I mean, you know, and then, of course, now, too, there's another video out there. And now this is of the 2008 Beijing Olympics closing ceremonies. Now, if you looked at the 7-7 false flag, you'll see that, you know, this bus that was supposedly bombed or whatever, had the top peeled off. It looked like, you know, it looked like someone just opened it with a can opener. And you see the top hanging off to the sides. Well, they had the same thing, you know, at the 2008 Beijing Olympics, you know, of a London bus pulling up to, you know, an intersection, which is where, you know, just like this bus was. And they had, you know, it when they like opened the bus and people came out of it, it looked, you know, the top opened up just like this bus did on 7-7. So, you know, then again, it brings back, you know, the ritual of, you know, of this event. You know, and there's been a lot of research done with that. And we think it's very, you know, most likely on the same scale of 9-11 where, you know, you probably had some media fakery going on. Either way, the whole story doesn't line up. I'm not going to get into 7-7. We all have our own theories about that and our own ideas. We know that it was not Al Qaeda. But anyway, getting back to, you know, the whole thing. So, you know, that was supremely, you know, extremely eerie. And then you have Jimmy Page, who is a Led Zeppelin guitarist, is raised up. They have this whole little ceremony going on before then. And you have this, you know, this girl or whatever, that is raised to the top with a soccer ball. And that soccer ball, symbolizes, you know, her being illuminated, and then she walks back on the backs of people and everything else. But anyway, in the middle of this, you have Jimmy Page up on, you know, one level, and then you have up on another level the illuminated person. And Jimmy Page, as we know, bought Aleister Crowley's mansion. He's very into the occult. You know, it's definitely an insider, as most of the you know, musicians were from the you know, the 70s, just, you know, any era, pick an era that the musicians were bought and paid for by these people or threatened to, you know, do the dirty work. But anyway, the Zeppelin was really into the occult, Jimmy Page especially. You know, and the whole thing just really, you know, makes it seem eerie. And the fact that they actually kicked a soccer ball, they had I'm not sure if it was David Beckham, some famous soccer player, kicked the soccer ball, or no, it was a Chinese one, kicked the soccer ball into the fans. And that was their way of saying this Beijing ritual is over. Okay, off to London next, you know, for the Olympics. And like we said about the Olympics is, you know, next to the UN, I would say it's the biggest thing you can think of, as far as, you know, a symbol for world government, a symbol for the world coming together at peace, you know, which is what they promised with this one world government. But we know for this to happen, there's going to be, you know, a lot of wars and bloodshed. And go ahead.
look at all the events, how they've gone down. It's just like they know the world is watching, so they have these. What year was it when the terrorist thing happened? When you know, we had the situation when there were people taking hostages, athletes and everything. Was it like 1980?
No, that was 72, 1972.
And then in 1984, we have this, and I posted in the chat for everybody to watch it. We have this fake UFO thing that they did that was really extravagant with this UFO. Like, you want to talk about the symbolism and everything. Like,
right.
You know, I'm just kind of getting into it, so I don't really know what everything means yet, but they have this UFO set up that looked like a real UFO taken off from the L.A. Coliseum at the closing ceremonies of the games when everybody's watching on TV. And I posted it in the chat for you guys, and I'll put it in the comments too so you have it. It's just like it's like a 10-minute clip. You could probably watch even a shorter one, but just watch it and watch the ridiculousness of it. It's like the Olympics is more about symbolism than it is about athletic games. I mean, let's be serious. Totally.
And oh, you know, since Brian brought up Munich, now Munich, Germany, was 72. And of course, the Munich Olympics, we had this supposed PLO terrorist group named Black September. Now, think of that later on as, you know, 9/11. This happened, I believe, in the ninth month, or I'm not sure about that, but the anyway, there was 11 people killed in that supposed attack, and they were all Israeli on German soil, mind you. You know, so this was all a big psyop, of course. You know, because when was the last time you had Jews, you know, killed in Germany? Was, you know, World War II and everything else. You know, and this goes back to even the 1936. Hitler had the Olympics then, and, you know, you had the whole Jesse Owens thing. And, you know, the Olympics have always been a big stage for the elite, you know, and they want to make a big spectacle out of it. And, you know, like Brian was saying, too, then we get to 84 in the L.A. Olympics, and they have a fake UFO landing there. So I think that pretty much we've been having every Olympics kind of in its own way, you know, has kind of contributed to a long string of a possible foreshadowing of an event. Now, also, to the Atlanta Summer Olympics also had a bombing happen. You know, it was blamed
they had a bombing. They actually had a bombing, right, at that Olympics. It's like something every time. And a lot of people are talking about this year. You know, they're talking about, you know, 2012 London terror attack, yada, yada, yada. Are they going to hit London? Are they going to hit Big Ben? All of this stuff. What's your general consensus on that? Do you think they're actually going to try and pull something off? Or you think it's just more just, you know, just to get the symbolism shit out?
I honestly, here's my opinion. I do think something is going to happen, and I mean something from being very small, from a foiled bomb plot. You know, supposedly, they foil a bomb plot.
Or like a fake 7/7 type event where, like, right, they pretended 100 or 200 people get killed, but in reality they're just the heroes and they save the day and they secured the Olympics and.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Something like that can happen, and you know, and of course they're looking to go to war with Syria. In fact, today actually the mainstream media was posting pictures that were actually from 2003 Iraq, and claiming them as happening in Syria yesterday. You know, so I mean, you know,
of shit I'm talking about that pisses me off with the fake news. You know, we're gonna get more into it later, but I mean, they literally just fabricate this stuff. They think you're stupid to take an image of Iraq from 2003 and act like nobody's ever seen it and just put it in the press and pass it off as Syria. That just goes to show you how stupid they think you are. Okay, really. It really does. It really aggravates me because they do it so much. Like, I remember the one with this last spring with the Arab Spring and the Libya and they were supposedly showing a big protest in Libya, and look at the Libyans are happy to see us, and in reality it's a picture from India and they got people waving Indian flags. But people don't even notice that stuff.
Exactly. You know, and here's a very interesting thing, and Simone just brought it up in the chat. Something I was going to get into to a little bit later. As this goes on, but check this out. The Rockefeller Foundation put out a document around 2009, 2008, for what was going to happen. You know, they made these supposed things that were supposed to happen in the world, it wasn't supposed to. They were saying like things that possibly could happen. In the 10 years from 2010 to 2020, or actually I think it's longer than that, but I read the whole first part, and check this out. They right now is considered pretty much the lockdown phase of of what they're doing for world government. And in this thing, they claim that now this is supposedly talking like after it happens, that 12,000 people died at the London Olympics. They're saying it like it was past tense.
I saw that. Yeah, that was in that video you sent me too.
Right, right. And hold on. Yeah, here I'm going to read. Simone put it up in the chat. Quote from page 34 of it. The years 2010 to 2020 were dubbed the doom decade for good reason. The 2012 Olympic bombing, which killed 13,000, there you go again with the numerology 13, was followed closely by an earthquake in Indonesia killing 40,000, a tsunami that almost wiped out Nicaragua, and the onset of the West China famine caused by a once-in-a-millennium drought linked to climate change. Of course, this thing is all about doom, gloom, climate change, and everything else, UNESCO, Agenda 21, the whole thing. But, you know, do you believe the balls they have of putting that out there, you know, and this is, you know, a PDF that anyone can go and download and look at. And, you know, it makes you wonder, you know, I mean, you know, and here's the thing, you know, we know they can pull off events. We know that you know, just for the money that they've spent in this thing, getting anti-aircraft missiles, getting
that brazen,
you know,
dude, they're that bold. They know mm-hmm. that they can do it, and not enough people are paying attention. They know there's people like us, but there's not, you know, a big percentage of the people awaken, so they don't even see this shit. They don't even see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like me and Simone were having a conversation the other night about Kurt Rosenfeld and why they would even put this story out, Sonnenfeld, and why they would even put. You know, the FEMA photographer, why they would even put this story out there if it wasn't true. And it's just it's because the general public will never hear the story. They don't know. You ask anybody in the general public who this guy is, nobody's going to know who he is. But
no, of course
for people like us, it gives us another rabbit trail to chase. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely. You know, I mean, and that's the thing is anyone that they're, you know, that really is still alive from any of these things, that makes you wonder. They're still alive and talking, you know. It almost has to, you know, if they've killed all these other whistleblowers and all these events past.
Your mic's cutting a little. Past
on in Costa Rica or Argentina.
Yeah.
What's that?
No, your mic was cutting in a little out, a little in and out. As far as the tsunamis and all those death tolls, I don't know if I tend to believe the high number of tolls that they give us, but I do tend to think those events happened, and I do think that they were probably hop influenced events.
Well,
but
oh yeah,
you know,
well,
just so people know, I don't think everything's fake. Just because I, you know, some of the things I say about 9/11 or whatever, there's a lot of real events that go on, and I do think those tsunamis and everything like that are real. Even though last week we were questioning Fukushima, because that does seem like a lot of fear-mongering, and it's hard to tell. Brian made a good point, though. I was listening. I'll let you go one second. I'm sorry. One more point.
Yep,
he made a point that last week that, you know, you see this all over Mike Adams and everything and all over, you know, a couple sites, but you don't see it everywhere. If this was really going on, I mean, this should be everywhere.
Right.
That's all that people should be talking about.
And here's the thing is the mainstream media would not miss out on a chance of fear mongering like that, you know. So no, I agree with that. But here's my take just on Japan. I think that they did make a tsunami that's real, but I just believe that the footage we saw was fake, and I think that the earthquakes and the tsunami were totally overblown. Yes, you know, but as far as I think we're on the same page. I think the East Indian one a few years ago, you know, that did seem pretty real. I haven't gone back and studied it, but you know, I think at the time, I think that was them kind of testing to see how bad they could do one. And you know,
yeah.
I think a lot of this early 2000s, you know, not necessarily everything was fake. You know, I think that, and of course, you know, the 90s is up too. But I mean, you know, since the terror attacks and stuff like that. But I think that with HARP, they really were trying to figure out what they have here. You know, what this machine can do and what this, you know, what are they capable of? And Haiti is another example of it. Of course, you know, we know who they front for, but regardless, you know, so, I mean, you know, the whole thing, and also, too, the BBC also put out, too, about all this, about London keep burning down and getting rebuilt, and it just seemed pretty odd that they would, you know.
It's like they're pushing for it. Justin, it's like they're pushing for it, you know?
I really wish I could. Yeah, yeah.
We were lagging for a minute there.
Yeah, I agree.
Hear me? It's like they're pushing for it.
Yes. Yeah, no, I agree. On one hand, they're pushing for it, but what does it matter if it's just us going after it? You know, and that's the thing, too. So, I mean, this can go either way. You know, that's my whole thing on it. Could I be, you know, I've been saying London for a few years now, so it's not something that I just came up with. And here's the type of thing. Afterwards, if something doesn't happen, I'll be like, okay, fine, I wasted your half hour.
Take a call, Justin. Yeah? I can't even hear you, Justin, anyways. I'm going to throw this caller on the air, Justin.
Yeah.
Welcome to Dose of Reality Radio with Justin Cook and Brian Stanley.
Can you hear me without lagging?
Hey, guys. I just
can you hear me without lagging, man?
Yeah, I can hear you better now, but you lagged in and out a few times. I don't know about how the listeners heard you, but what's going on, caller?
I just watched a video of the closing ceremony at the 2008 Olympics in Beijing.
Yep.
And he didn't kick the soccer ball into the audience. He just kicked it to somebody on one of the performers in the ring around him. It was no big deal. We need to focus on the fact that we know Bush and Cheney committed 9/11 for Rockefeller and Rothschild. We need to focus on the fact that Bush and Nixon killed John Kennedy to send us to Vietnam for Rockefeller and Rothschild.
Well, we've talked about this stuff over and over again. I mean,
just stick to the provable treason and not to the and nothing else. Just that's the basis upon which the people will rally.
Yeah, but we can't talk about Bush and Cheney and 9/11 every week. We have to talk about some other stuff too, you know.
Well, Memorial Day. Let's talk about the fact that all our war dead are crying from the graves for justice. Because
give us a chance. The show just started. You know, the show usually goes till 3 a.m. I'm sure we're gonna bring that shit up.
All right,
you know what I mean?
All right. I just want to let you know I watched the video, and Led Zeppelin's great. Aleister Crowley, obviously evil. Let's not lay this stuff on Jimmy Page. You might be right, but what we do know you're right about is that Bush and Cheney committed treason when they committed 9/11. And the people need justice by God and nothing else.
Well, believe me, nobody's pushing for justice on 9/11 harder than I am. I'm telling you,
Bob. All right. Amen.
I'm serious about that.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Appreciate your help. Appreciate your work.
All right, brother. And believe me, we talk about Bush and Cheney and all these guys a lot. All right. You lost Will. Justin, Will is the call that we had a few weeks ago, correct, talking about the Pentagon?
Yeah, the same one that was talking with Kathy a little while ago earlier, too.
This is also the same guy from earlier, too. Okay.
Right.
Guys, anybody that's listening right now, I feel that you guys want some variety, don't you? I don't have the chat open right now, and I will open it. I apologize. We can't talk about 9/11 every episode. I mean, I know Justin doesn't want to. I know that's my specialty, but there's a variety of topics in this world that we need to discuss that people are talking about, people are passing on. I'm not going to sit here and talk about Bush and Cheney, and I don't have any disrespect for Will calling in wanting us to talk about those guys, because it's definitely very important that, you know, people like that be held accountable, especially for that crime. You know, we all want 9/11 justice, but we just can't talk about it every week. Every week, we've got to mix it up a little bit, you know what I mean? At least that's what I feel people would want, you know?
Yeah, no, well, Simone says variety already. So, you know, I mean, and here's the thing, you know, I agree with him, too, on those points. But, I mean, you know, should we just ignore everything else? No, I can't do that. There's a lot of stuff out there, and I think it needs to be, some of this stuff needs to be dug through. And yes, did I just say, you know, this is speculation? Of course. As far as that goes, that was a ritual. I don't care what anyone says at the 2008 Beijing Olympics. That was a total ritual. I don't, you know, so whether anything happens at London or not, they're setting us up for something. And I think it's important, you know, and I think that it's, you know, as far as to spend as much money as they spent, we're talking five or six years of going at it nonstop with a propaganda campaign. You know, that they want, you know, they want all eyes on this place for a reason, you know, and I think it may be a very possible thing. Here's the thing, guys. If they pull off a big alien invasion, I fucking hate to talk about this because it sounds so silly, but there's so many people out there that also, you know, are believing the same thing can happen because they're running out of enemies. And you know, you can't fight Muslims forever. You can't go and you know, do what they've been doing, you know, whatever. They have to change the game up. And like so many have said, the last card is going to be the unknown. The last card is going to be the alien card. Go ahead, Ryan. To get us into a one world government.
If you think about one world government, guys, and all this shit you hear, and all this documentation, put all that shit aside for a minute, right? Never mind, you know, these people say they want one world government. Never mind the George Bush speech in 1991 about one world government, new world order, yada, 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 yada. All they got to do is fake an alien invasion. If they really do that, what's the first thing they're going to say to you? Well, in order to fight the aliens off, we need to join our militaries with Russia and China and this and this and that.
Exactly.
And that's it. And do you think it's ever going to come back from that? If we do win this fake alien invasion, which of course they will win, and they'll come back and they'll have their one world military already set up. So once their one world military set up, the one world financial system is already almost set up. It will be a one world government sooner rather than later. And that's all it takes. It's a hoax. Just like how 9/11 ushered in this whole war on terror and this whole all this bullshit that follows it. And we deal with the bullshit everywhere we go. We see signs put up. We see fake memorials. All this bullshit, you know. And they're just going to do another hoax. They're going to do a fake alien hoax. And it's going to unite everybody.
Right. You know, I just
hope you guys don't believe it after listening to the show for enough. I hope when it happens and you turn on the TV and see it, you're like, bullshit.
I don't see any of our listeners believing it. I think our listeners have enough discernment, you know, out there. And, you know, and I really think that anybody, you know, here's the deal. It's just like, you know, right before 9/11, you had movies like True Lies. You had all these movies out there. And in every movie, you went from having, you know, in the late 80s, early 90s, you had the bad guy was always a Russian or a German or someone like that. Now you went to the late 90s, you know, 95, 96, and everybody was an Arab. And that's what it was. They painted a picture through the media. They started having their, you know, their writers release books and start telling us about the evils of, you know, Wahhabism and the Sufis and everything, you know. All this crazy stuff just to demonize Muslims. And, you know, that's kind of like what we've been seeing now, the same propaganda campaigns except with aliens. And, you know, it only makes you wonder that, you know, eventually they're going to do it. And, you know, my whole thing is not if but when. And that's the whole thing. You know, so I don't mean to beat people over the head with it or be like Alex Jones and talk about something for 10 years and it never comes to be. But you know, I think that, you know, they're doing it for a reason. They have their whole Maitreya, Benjamin Krem thing set up with Share International. And, you know, they may even parade him around as the new Messiah or whatever. You know, there's a lot of angles they can go with this. And we all know that people, you know, how many people out there just trust the United Nations, you know? And how many people would go and how many American soldiers would even go and wouldn't have a problem putting a UN band and a blue UN helmet on? I don't think they would have a problem with that. Of course, they just follow orders anyway, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, and that's what it would be. And we already have our soldiers in other countries. So the ones that would, you know, come here would be, and it would be under the guise of peacekeeping, just like all these nice humanitarian wars. You know, and the thing is, we might not be at the alien thing yet, so maybe they're going to pull one more Muslim thing off. And, of course, like I said, I don't even think it's going to be at Iran, though. I think they're going to go at Syria, you know, and I think that, you know, they've already reported. You know what's funny, too, is they actually reported in one of the London things that they talked to a London MI5 guy off the record, and he said that they actually had some terror cells that they were you know, following. So if anything, we might have something like a patsies like we've had before, where they actually go and give these people the bomb, and then, you know, and then afterwards you know, or give them a fake bomb and then arrest them, and like Brian said, foil the plot and look like the hero. But I don't know. I think what better way, you know, and also, too, we have Prince William is turning 30 on the summer solstice of this year. Now, we know that's usually a day of, you know, human sacrifice for these nutty people. It's also, you know, a day where, you know, they're sun worshipers. You know, they're sun worshipers and Saturn worshipers and all this other stuff. So, you know, these you know, alignments and whatnot, and these different things, you know, mean something to these people. And, you know, it's a lot of stuff taken from old pagan worship or whatever. But, you know, the main thing of it is, you know, you don't have to believe in it, but they do. You know, that's the main thing. These people are on another planet as far as spirituality goes. And they hate us. They think that we're below human, and they think that they're above human. And that's as far as it goes. And, you know, and that's the whole thing. Just like Independence Day, the movie. You know, what happened then? You had the aliens invade, and then what happens? You know, Earth comes together for this common good.
Oh, there was even more. There was even more. There was 9/11 propaganda in that movie, too. They show you the buildings blowing up the exact way that they did in the World Trade Center.
You know what? I missed that, to tell you the truth.
Oh, yeah. Go back and look at it. You know, buildings never blow up from the top down. It's always from the bottom up, except, of course, on 9/11. Well, now we know that a lot of that video is fake, and, you know, we can save that for another discussion. Whether it's real or fake, buildings don't blow from the top down. And, you know, they give you these things in Hollywood to implant things in your subconscious without you knowing. And they show New York City get attacked, and they show alien ships come over New York, and when they blow up the Empire State Building, it blows up from the top down, just like 9/11, but probably twice the speed. It takes like 4 seconds. And then they do the same thing to the White House. So it wasn't just the whole world government thing. They were actually doing 9/11 programming in that movie, too. Yes, they were. Making it in your mind, so when you see these buildings come mushrooming down on 9/11 from the top down, oh, that's normal. I've seen that before. And you saw it before. You saw it in a freaking movie 5 years ago.
Right, exactly. You know, and there's the thing, too. You know, you go with a movie like Independence Day, had a big star like Will Smith. Will Smith is a closet Scientologist, meaning that he gives money to Scientology, but he claims yet to not be a member. Regardless, he's now one of the elite. I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him. And as far as that goes, you know, it makes sense that they would pull, you know, throw more than one event in, you know, in a movie like that. You know, the whole thing, though, to me, it just seems like they're building this up for some reason. The whole thing of 2012, the stupid Mayan calendar thing, you know, all this other stuff they're trying to push. I don't know. I think that the timing is going to be soon where we're going. They need to shift us into a new paradigm, whether you know, whether that may be with the alien invasion. I don't know. You know, I kind of hope they do. To be honest, I just want to. I want to laugh at it.
I hope they do. If we can laugh at it and laugh at some people. If it causes so much panic where people are like crashing their cars into each other and shit, I don't want to see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you. You know, and it sucks. I mean, you know, but the good thing is at least we can inform our families and whatnot that, you know,
can we though? Can we? I mean, I've been trying to inform them about 9/11. Mm. Can we inform them about this alien thing? I don't know if I can inform my family.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I'm asking you a serious question. Can you? Do you think they'll listen?
My mother will, and a couple others will, and like no, as far as like my mother's husband, no. You know, as far as my father and that side of the family, I don't know. I think maybe if I went back and shown them blogs that I wrote years ago about Project Bluebeam, maybe they might change their mind. You know, but then again, when the government says something, they, you know, they snap to and listen. And that's the programming that is in these people. And, you know, and what's so crazy to me is even, you know, getting back to the alien pre-programming thing, we had, what's his name, Stephen, the guy in the wheelchair, what's his name? So Stephen Hawking.
Hawkins.
Yes, Stephen Hawking. Okay, anyway, back, now, what I don't understand, it for one, is this guy has ALS. My mother's old boyfriend had ALS and died within a year. This guy's had it over 20 years and, you know, never atrophies anymore, never gets any worse. You know, but, all right, regardless. So, you know, I even wonder if he's even in that chair. But that's a story for another night. You almost, you know what I mean? Or maybe he died and they kept the character going type thing. You know, they got this genius.
It would sound more likely if they just faked putting him in the chair and made you feel bad for his ass.
Yeah, well, check this out, Brian. Yeah, it probably would. Yeah, you know, so why not have him sit there? But think about it. You could always fake that voice, you know, because it's a computer voice. It's not like it's a person's voice. You could always fake that Stephen Hawking voice. I think that, you know, aliens. Well, this guy who was always skeptical of aliens his whole life, all of a sudden, about 2 or 3 years ago, comes out in an interview and says that he now believes there is alien life on other planets, and he believes that if they did come here, they would be hostile towards us and may also possibly, look to take our resources, and would just pretty much making, you know, the fear mongering, and everyone in the intellectual community looks at this guy as like a god, you know, and I don't know.
Why is that? Why does everybody look up to him so much? Like, what?
Because
he has some alternative theories to science and everything like that.
Yes, because his string theory, which could be based on garbage, as far as mainstream science goes, it's like anything else. You know, just because he came up with this string theory and then he debunked his own theory and improved it or whatever else, you know, these people in the scientific community think that these people are their saviors or whatever. These people are heroes for these people. So, you know, just like to a baseball fan, you know, Albert Pujols is a hero or whatever. The same thing. It's hero worship. You know, so I mean, it's really weird that you have a guy like this coming out and saying that. Now, then about a year ago, maybe 6 months ago, we had economist Paul Krugman. You know, he's not much of an economist. He's a Keynesian economist, which means that he's pretty much for fractional reserve banking. And you know, like I said, I'm not a fan of the Mises school or anything like that, but I'm more of a fan of, you know, the greenbacks approach and everything else and the usury free. But regardless, Paul Krugman, we know he's a mouthpiece for the establishment. And he said that one thing that would, and he wasn't joking, he said that one thing that would boost the economy right away would be an alien invasion. So, you know, so, yeah. I mean, why would this, you know, Why would this guy go and say something like this on whatever it was, Good Morning America, some morning television show or whatever? You know, to me, they're spending a lot of money and using a lot of people for it. That's why, to me, I almost think, you know, it's going to happen one time or another.
In my opinion, with all the hype around it, I don't see how it's not going to happen, especially where I don't see how it's not going to happen this year, with this year being 2012 and all the prophecies and everything that surround it. And I'm not going to say I buy into any of it, but let's just say that I did, and then there was this fake UFO shit going on. I'd be pretty likely to believe it, wouldn't you? I mean, you would think that all these people expecting the end of the world to see ships start showing up all over TV. They're going to lose their minds. I mean, they're going to absolutely buy it. Hook, line, and sinker, aren't they?
Yes. Well, and here's the thing where people forget. You know, all of us that are on here and that are in the chat and everyone that's listening to this, you know, all of us are seasoned researchers, you know, for the most part. And we can sit here and you know, we've seen all this stuff and we know. But to your average person out there, to them, it's just going to be mind blowing and crazy, and to them, it's, you know, they're going, you know, it's not hard to fool these people. Yes, you know, so 10% of us get it, you know, because I'll even say that most of the Occupy crowd will buy it, most of the Tea Party crowd will buy it, as long as you know Michael Moore says it's real, and as long as you know Michelle Bachmann says it's real or Glenn Beck says it's real, then they'll buy it. That, you know, these people are not hard to control. You know, so I mean, you know, I could even see Alex Jones pushing it if he's pushing, you know, if he's having Apollo people on and saying the moon landings happened.
But if he can find a product where he can make money off it, he's gonna push it. So he'll have like little, he'll be selling little UFOs for like $30, UFO survival kits for like $500.
Right, exactly.
I'm sure he'll be pushing it.
Exactly. Yeah, you want to get rid of UFOs?
And he can, because right now he can't push UFOs because he feels he might lose some of his credibility. But once they put that on the mainstream news, right, Alex Jones can go on about it all day.
Yep, of course. And you know what? There's a lot of people that still wouldn't leave him. They would say, well, even the ones that are, you know, awake enough. And have seen this stuff. I mean, it really is all over the internet. You know, I mean, it really is. But there's a buddy of mine that's, you know, that's like half awake. Then he, every now and then, he'll comment on one of my posts. But when I told him that there was going to be a fake alien invasion a few months ago, he forget what we bet, but he's like, I'll bet you, you know, whatever, money that'll never happen. You're crazy for thinking it, type thing. You know, and of course he hasn't seen all the stuff that I have leading up to it and hasn't been tracking that there was, you know, 16 movies alone that came out last year with aliens involved in it. This year, I just went on pay-per-view the other day and there was three movies out of 10 about aliens or had some type of aliens in the subplot. And a lot of them, actually one of them was about a group of kids. Check this out, a group of kids in London, a London street gang fighting off aliens.
I've seen it. It's like four kids and their father, and their father like dies, and they end up like cutting through this old neighborhood and fighting aliens. I've seen this thing.
Yeah, see, I didn't see it. I just read.
Maybe it was a different movie I saw that was real similar. It was like a Goonies type movie versus the aliens. That's what it was like. I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
It probably is. It sounds kind of like what this was. It sounds like they're like lower class London kids or whatever. And all of a sudden they got invaded and yeah, they end up stumbling. I don't know, something like that. But, you know, again, you know, this is all over the place. I mean, you know, and I understand that some people don't believe in predictive programming, but I do. Like Brian said earlier, you know, just like with
it's everywhere.
It is. It really is.
If anybody doesn't believe in it, we could do a whole show on it if you guys want. I mean, just on a couple events or just on 9/11, I could show you 50 examples of predictive programming where they put things in movies purposely with the words 9/11 or 9/11 written somewhere. And it's not an accident. It's just like they're right. just not accidental things. It's everywhere. Right. It's in The Matrix. It's in The Terminator.
The Simpsons.
It's in the movie Wall Street. It's in The Simpsons. It's in the National Lampoon cover that I just posted in the comments and in the chat. If you guys haven't seen that, take a look at that thing. Look at it's unbelievable.
How about the Johnny Bravo video?
Yeah, the Johnny Bravo thing we saw the other day, where it's March 2001, at least according to the caption. I haven't verified that, but it said it was March 2001 episode of Johnny Bravo, and they're like fighting in the street of New York, and in the background is the World Trade Center. The whole top of it is on fire, and the words "coming soon" are written on it 6 months before 9/11. That's not predictive right. programming?
Yeah,
get
exactly.
your ass out of here. Get your ass out of here. There's a Samuel Jackson clip where he's being held by terrorists. I forget what the name of the movie is. And they're like, you're going to kill 4,000 people? They're like, no, we're not going to kill 4,000 people. We're going to fake killing 4,000 people, and we're going to blame it on the Muslims.
I know. And you know what?
I'm like, wow.
Brian, and that hits the nail on the head right there. And the funny thing about it is, you know, when this first came out, I remember all the truthers saying, wow, the only thing is they didn't fake kill them all, and they come to find out they
yeah,
did.
Yeah, they did. They did fake them. Yeah, they were right yeah. the whole time. They
exactly.
did fake them.
That
they
is
did.
The biggest one to me now, since knowing what I know now, and, you know, it just shows that they had, you know, the idea of it, and it went across a Hollywood script. I wonder what Samuel L. Jackson thinks now. I mean,
well, the movie The Matrix, his passport expires on 9/11/2001.
Right.
And the movie The Matrix is kind of like what we're going through. You know what I mean? I mean, it really is. You know, the
yes.
red pill, the blue pill, the way you
yes.
could just see the way things used to be or see the way things really are, you know? So
yes,
I think that
exactly.
has a lot of meaning coming from a movie like that, you know?
Exactly. You know, and Simone just brought up a good point in the chat. Simone was talking about, I think it will be like a second coming, and they will fake, like, negotiations and stuff. Peace negotiations. I agree. And now here's the thing now, too, that we're going to come down to.
Oh, yeah, that'll sign the world treaties. That'll be the official start of the world government. You know, they make us sign these treaties, yada, yada,
exactly.
yada.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, but here's the thing, though, too, that, you know, we've heard all these weirdos that are on Project Camelot and stuff talk about this Galactic Federation. A lot of the New Agers push it, too.
I don't buy any of that shit.
No, of course not, but this is all part of the Disclosure Project. But that's what they're doing. They're conditioning, you know, those people even more so. Even some of the so-called conspiracy theorists are going to be on board and be so happy that they finally, you know, legitimize UFOs that they're going to run with it. And this whole Galactic Federation, they're going to pretend it's real. They're going to pretend that they're talking to these people and that their demands are that we start getting rid of global warming they're going to pretend that global warming is one of the reasons why they came here. They're going to pretend that Fukushima and these nuclear accidents are the reasons why they came here, because they're gonna say, because we've been so abusive to the earth that they want to come and be stewards to us, and the only way that we can have peace and get into this world organization, you know, this Galactic Federation, is if we sign this treaty that we're going to go and stop all this stuff, and that'll give them their way, and you know what, dude, that'll also pretty much, you know, it'll stop all the wars. If you think about it, they say, you know, you got to have peace, too, and everything else. And that's why, you know, I don't know. It's definitely something that, you know, it's going to be hilarious, though, because, you know, a few years ago, they even delegated a lady from the United Nations to be the official greeter, you know, for when the aliens land, you know. And there was another thing, too. Had something. Oh, well, you know, and also the Vatican has talked about it and said that they would baptize them as Catholics also. You know, every one of these world government groups has talked about it at one point or another. And, you know, when you think about it, Scientology, A lot of people underestimate Scientology, but I've actually been hearing a little something too that that Scientology is a lot of the big money that's behind a lot of these people in the truth community. A lot of these big names, these shills. So it makes you wonder, you know, Scientology is really, they're just like the elite where they, you know, a lot of them are to where they can do what they want and get off with, you know, with murdering their own people and, you know, and whatever else. And the only thing they don't have is tax exempt status. But besides that, you know, obviously we know it's a, it was a so-called religion made up by L. Ron Hubbard's Dianetics book and total garbage, crazy stuff about some Xenu stuff. But anyway, make a long story short, L. Ron Hubbard was a student of Aleister Crowley and a real good friend of his. So, you know, there you have it. I mean, you know, I think when we look at all this, we have to wonder, and it's getting close. We're about a month and a week or two away. So, you know, will I eat crow?
Close?
Yes, that's
wow. And I told everybody I'm taking July off from all this shit, and I had that's when this is going down. I'm gonna need to be on the radio, man.
Well, obviously that if this does happen, then no matter where we are, we're going to come live on the radio. Yes, if anybody out there, I'll tell you what, in July, if we do take a couple weeks off, we'll give a few, a few of you are, you know us personally, and if, we'll give you our numbers to text us and let us know, and if we happen to be out of town or whatever, we'll get together and we'll do a show on this and everyone can call.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, guys. I mean, yeah. Everybody here can reach us through the website or through Facebook or whatever, and we'll let people know. I just know that in July, I am taking my ass a couple weeks off from 9/11 and everything else on the radio and just taking a break and enjoying the summer for at least 2 weeks, maybe three. So I'm just letting people know now before people think I disappeared and it's suspicious. So,
right. felt so good wanting to know who the fuck controls this and make sure this shit happens in movies and shows. And of course, you know, it's Hollywood, you know, and it's
more closely knit than people think. It's just a few companies that own all these companies, right. So it doesn't really have to be that many people at the top giving the order.
Right, and here's the thing, and Simone said, you know, about them actually, going and the animators that do it. Sure, someone like Matt Groening, you know, someone that's trying, or someone say that whoever made Johnny Bravo, I don't know if they're a big name. But someone trying to make it in that business, if they got to throw a little quick subliminal thing out there, they will. You know, they may not know at the time, and they may.
I would say 80% of the time they don't know what it means anyways. Hey, write the words 9/11 on this guy's passport. Okay. You know, and then by the time it happens, he probably forgets about it. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he does, you know?
Well, I'm sure he realizes a couple months after, but by that time now he's an accomplice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And obviously, you're not going to out yourself. And I'm sure that he's got, you know, I'm sure he just bought himself two or three more years of that show, or bought himself, you know, some money. They got plenty of money out of that deal. So, you know,
everybody is compensated well with this thing. You know, everybody. That just keeps the silence more than you know. When people aren't dying and they pull off scams like this, like the September 11th scam with the never-ending, memorials and the money coming in and the victim compensation funds and all this, these people are going to be set for life. They have no reason to come out because they have no guilt because nobody died and they're just getting paid for free by the government. And that's how they keep quiet. I'm sick of hearing, oh, a scam this big and nobody would talk about it. The whole government, first of all, wouldn't know about it. You could compartmentalize that operation to under 1,000 people.
Nope.
I really think you could.
Nope.
As far as sealing off the streets, blowing up the buildings, everything.
Totally. And here's the thing too, Brian. They have, you know, they have secret groups, you know, like Delta Force. They have groups like the Mossad. They have these groups that are totally under control and totally understand that they're not working for the American government and would have no problem being the ones that maybe dress up you know, as a cop or dress up as, you know, some, you know, or even you saw Secret Service guys, you know, supposedly there too. So, you know, it makes sense. It was a, you know, maybe 100 people from FEMA, you know, maybe 100 people from, you know, the various organizations, a couple, you know, Army or, you know, like I said, Delta Force or SEALs or whatever. And then the rest is Hollywood and some actors. And that's all you need. You know, and the actors don't even realize at the time. They think maybe that they're just being asked to do it so that, you know, add a little bit of, you know, oomph to it. You know, hey, help us sell this and we'll help you in your career.
They have no idea. They have no half of the time. Hey, put a devil's face here. Hey, put these letterings here. I mean, that doesn't mean that the animators even have to be in on it, you know? Well, I would think sometimes they would be. Well, but with some things, they really could be ignorant as to what these things mean, well, you know?
Brian, as far as the devil face and as far as whoever touched up the plane crashes, they're a total perp. You know, the devil face thing, the fact that even that is so clear, and the fact that even a site like Snopes says that it happened, you know, for a site like Snopes, which is a total skeptic site, to say that yes, appeared as a devil face, they would have totally debunked it if it wasn't part of, you know, the thing, and that was part of the fear, and that was part of the ritual as well. And they're showing you that hey, this is us, and we work for the devil. You know, that's it.
Yep, Justin, you don't mind if I paste your Facebook page is open anyways, right?
What do you mean?
Can I paste the link to your Facebook page? Because it has a picture of that Johnny Bravo. I got the Johnny Bravo up on your Facebook page.
Can I put it in the chat?
Is that okay?
Yeah, well, you could throw it on my... I think everybody there is friends with me. If not,
Whoops. Sorry, I didn't get the link. Wrong link, guys. Look at that, though, too. If you haven't looked at that right there, that right there is even more ridiculous.
I believe... Everybody here is either friends with me on Facebook.
Here we go.
Besides Felt So Good, who's not on Facebook, I believe.
Yeah, guys, check out that link I just put in. That should bring you to Justin's Facebook photo that he has of the Johnny Bravo thing. If not, I can copy it later and throw it up, and you guys can see it. I just don't feel like going through all that right now. But it's ridiculous. It's everywhere. Yeah. I was reading the thread. There's a lot of threads and a lot of forums where they'll talk about the predictive programming and, you know, for all these events, and you just see so much of it. And it's never enough that you're going to figure it out in time. You know what I mean? It's like little hints. That's how they do it.
Of course. You know, I wanted to get off on another tangent real quick. And this was just something that, you know, recently, you know, one of our listeners, a good friend of mine, Jeff, and another friend of mine, Jay, started a Facebook group. And, you know, they wanted to, you know, to get some you know, educated researchers in with some, you know, some people that are not so educated and, you know, and start a group. And, you know, we're all in it pretty much. And, you know, and a couple of the Dallas Goldbug, Ed Chiarini pushers got in there. And, you know, I just wanted to straighten this out in the air and, you know, kind of go over this stuff a little bit because, you know, I feel it's so important. And I think that, you know, these people that are being, you know, that are following this guy or following someone that is just based on, it's really garbage, you know, evidence, if you even want to call it that. And the only thing that I even give him any credit on is the Gabby Giffords thing. And now, I don't know that the people he says are actually, you know, these actors that are playing it. I do know that they had some regular Pima County cops that played the part of witnesses, and you could see the badges. But since then, he has started to, you know, go out on a limb, and he claims that everybody's ear is better than a fingerprint and everything else. And, you know, and he's gone out and said that, you know, all these people are actually a part of this Greenberg family and all this other stuff, you know. I really thought that we were done having to talk about this. We touched on it a little before. And, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah, a while back.
Yes. And the whole thing about it was, you know, they came in the group, and there was a few of them, probably. There was two that were posting, and there's probably, you know, six or seven of them total. And one of them had actually already been outed, supposedly, by the same guy, Ed Sheerini, Dallas Goldbug. She had already been outed as an actress. So, why, you know, it makes you even wonder why she would work with a guy like this. But make a long story short, you know, so, I mean, I just went to that page because I wanted to show, hey, look, I got rid of their posts, but I'm not censoring them. I will give you this guy's website, his YouTube channel, which I did. And, you know, and I went to his page and picked up the top three posts that were there and put them on there. And you guys saw them. It was Larry, Jerry Stiller, Ben Stiller's dad, trying to play, believing that he really plays Larry Silverstein. Another one was Randy Jackson and the guy Big Black from Rob Dyrdek and you know, Robin Big. And, you know, and here's the thing, and there was another one with a few different random people saying, you know, and, you know, we guys all know this. These people look nothing alike. And as far as the Randy Jackson comparison to Big Black, I don't see anything besides two black guys there. And I just, if anything, think it's kind of, you know, go out on a limb and say that they're the same person. They don't have the same skin complexion. They're one's a little darker than the other. One's a little, you know, and this guy will say that, hey, it's camera point of view. It's adding, you know, we added some effects, they added some effects to it and everything. But I don't know. I just can't believe that I still have to go over this stuff. And, you know, and I don't, if someone wants to believe it, fine. But I just can't have people pushing it in a group where we're trying to educate people on real stuff and have this come up because people are going to think we're crazy. These videos have no, that, you know, they have no value to them. George Soros and David Rockefeller are not the same person. They don't need to be. There's that many rich Jews and Rockefellers out. You know, there's enough of these people out there. Mark Zuckerberg, yes, did he start Facebook on his own? No, of course not. But Brian wrote an article about it, and you can see how Facebook got founded. What was his name? James
Breyer from the CIA. They had a data mining project that they wanted to use the internet to get as much information as they could about everybody, including where they were, who they were with, what they were doing, yada 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 yada. Like 6 months later, Facebook starts up, and they, you know, that whole movie made a big deal about Peter Thiel giving money, and he got like 7% of the company, so his name's on the contract. Well, this guy Breyer gave 25 times the amount, gave $13 million. And of course, his name is not anywhere on there. It's a total CIA operation, totally from the start.
It is.
And the people he's associated with that he brought with him, he brought a team with him that he used to work with at DARPA. Okay, that's who developed Facebook, not Mark Zuckerberg.
Right.
That's the cover story. That's the social network. That's Hollywood. That's what Hollywood will do to you.
Well, and here's the thing, Brian.
I'll bring my blog up while you're talking, Justin. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Justin, I can hear you fine. I'll bring my blog up while you're talking.
Okay.
So these people can read it. All right.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and here's the thing about it. You know, Mark Zuckerberg, to me, you know what he is? He's a patsy. And I'm sure he's probably from some rich Jewish elite family, you know, or whatever. And you know, was a part of, I believe, the Owl Club. There at Harvard, which is, you know, another version of Skull and Bones. So yeah, he, you know, he's an insider. I'm sure his father was B'nai B'rith, which are the Jewish Freemasons, and I'm sure his father was somebody up there. But to say he's now someone that got arrested as a 22-year-old kid from Arizona just because the kid's last name happens to be Greenberg, which this guy has a hard on for, I don't know. To me, it just, you don't need that. You know, I think that you don't need everybody to be played by an actor. You know, if this Greenberg family was oh so powerful, wouldn't they be sitting back and not putting themselves in videos? You know, I would think that you would just have, you know, kind of
wouldn't
like...
Wouldn't all these Picasso albums and everything be private? Why would all the photos be public for this guy to steal off the internet?
I know.
I never even thought, it doesn't even make any sense. Like, if they were really this family with something to hide, why would they put all their stuff on the internet for everybody to see in unprotected web pages that don't even need a password to log on and look at the pictures?
Exactly. You know, and I've heard things along the way too, like he's even photoshopping ears to look alike. But you know what? I still don't care because I still see discrepancies between ears, and I still see faces that no matter what, with the best plastic surgeon, with the best tools, they still don't. You know, here's the thing. Like, I don't know. To me, these people, like, you could still see You could still see Martin Lawrence's face even when he dresses as Big Mama. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I don't see them, you know, the prosthetics being able to change their appearance that much. You would still be able to see the main things. You know, and what about their other features? It's just the year
that
matters.
Yeah, especially guys that are both still alive that would need to go back and forth, like, and would need to change their face back and forth. Like, you know what I mean? Maybe if, like, he's pretending to be a dead guy and a live guy, like the Breitbart and the John Fox thing, which is totally crazy, too. But when the two active people that are, like, one's an active actor and one's an active politician, it's like, come on, man. You know how long it would take the makeup crew just to do that in one day? Probably take them, like, 6 hours to change them over. The guy's got to live in hell, dude. He got to go through 6 hours of makeup every day.
Here's another example, too. Now, David Icke and Richard Branson. He claims that David Icke is really Richard Branson. Now, we know Richard Branson is a millionaire from Virgin Mobile. You know, and
he's also
David
full
Icke
of shit.
The,
he's also full of shit pushing the space hoax.
What's that?
He's also full of shit pushing this hoax that they're going to bring these people up into deep outer space, and it's... This whole thing that I was reading, it's a total hoax. They're going to bring these people, like, just up in, like, a zero-G airplane and charge them all types of money, basically.
Yeah, I saw that, too. Well, Richard Branson is another one. He's an insider. You know, he's an elitist insider, like everything else. You know, but you look at him and Icke, I don't really even see a comparison between the two of them. And again... this guy is all over the place. Does he really have time to go and be made up like David Icke and go and talk about lizards at all these speaking engagements and you know doing radio shows and everything? I don't know. To me, I think it's a little far fetched. Why wouldn't there be two guys that are that greedy that are, you know, just part of the elite? You know, it just doesn't make sense for me. There's enough people in the world. Enough starving actors out there, enough people that are willing that have knowledge and are willing to be shills, that you wouldn't have to go and get all these people, you know. And that's the thing. I very rarely censor anything, and that's the thing. What got me mad though is one of my friends. They had friended him and said that there was COINTELPRO on the page yesterday in the group, and that was because I was arguing with her about some of this stuff. And the next day, I wake up. And there's three or four posts all about this garbage, you know. So I tagged the person that, you know, this was addressed to. And I said, well, hey, you know, here's the stuff that they're trying to push, you know. So, I mean, as far as it goes, and the thing is, you know, we're not hiding anything. You know, we're talking about the guy right now. We'll give you his website is wellawareone.com. His YouTube is wellawareboss. Wellawareone boss or something like that. You know, either way, you could find his, you know, tapping Dallas Goldbug or Ed Sheeran. Regardless, that's the thing. But, you know, it's total nonsense. And you know, and we believe a good amount of it is to, you know, to make anything like, you know, what Brian, you know, and I talk about as far as having fake, you know, What's the word for it? Media fakery and stuff. They're bringing it to another level, you know. And he's trying to say that Robert De Niro was a fake 9/11 actor. You know, and that.
Oh,
and that,
my God, it's ridiculous, too. The specific one is the guy in the firehouse. You guys will probably know him. He's the guy that they show the three firemen in the firehouse, and one of them, there's the guy on the right that's kind of bald, and he's sitting down, and he's talking about, you know, oh, it was like molten metal coming down the sides of the building. And then to the left is this real Irish-looking fireman. And in the middle, he's trying to say the guy in the middle. He's trying to say that that's Robert De Niro. Like, why would they use Robert De Niro? Like, when you're going to use actors for these things, you're going to use ones that people don't know. So they can't get recognized, obviously. Mm-hmm. And B, so they have no say. A guy like Robert De Niro, let's say he gets pissed off at the government or somebody died or he feels bad and he comes out. Guess what? He has a voice. And if it's just me, say I was the actor and I say, hey, I was involved in 9/11. I go to Channel 7 News and tell them, yada, 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 yada. You think my story's ever going to get anywhere? No. So that's what they do. They want to use Robert De Niro. I think he's involved in other ways. He's in charge of one of the 9/11 memorials, and he's the narrator of the Nardette Brothers film. I think he knows 9/11's bullshit, and I think he's part of it, and I think he's making a lot of money off of it. But he wasn't one of the firefighters like Dallas Goldbach says. That's right. Absolutely right. Absurd. It would make sense at all. At all. At all. Why would you use one of the most famous actors as a 9/11 fireman?
Of all time.
Of all time, dude. Everybody knows who he is.
Bobby De Niro from Goodfellas and Bull, you know, Raging Bull and every other blockbuster this guy's been. We're not talking about a starving artist out there. We're talking about Bobby De Niro from The Godfather.
And that's how these people into these type of scams, too, because they are the starving artists. They're the ones that haven't made $20 million in a movie like Robert De Niro. They're looking for a job. They're out there. They know how tough it is in Hollywood. Then here comes the government. Hey, you want this gig? You just got to pretend to be part of this plan for the rest of your life. You can never be in anything else, but we'll guarantee you $1 million a year for 50 years. Straight from Uncle Sam. Okay, where do I sign up?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. You know, and that's the thing. You know, it's so bad. And here's another thing too. You know, we know that. You know, obviously we've done our exposing of Alex Jones and Ron Paul. You know, we've exposed even, you know, Ike to certain points. You know, and I do like some of Ike's points, but I'm just not a fan of his, you know, his reptilian research type stuff. And I think he's there for a certain crowd, you know, but that's neither here nor there. Regardless of the fact, though, I think what it does, too, is I think when people see, like, okay, Ron Paul exposed, and they click on this video, and there's no real information like you would get from, say, an economic blog or even, you know, the blog that I wrote on, you know, on the Gold Standard and how he's pushing for that. No, this guy is telling you that he's an actor from The Lord of the Rings, Ian McClellan or whatever it is. And, you know, it's, you know, and here's the thing. Does he look a little bit alike him? Sure.
He does.
Is it him? No. Anyone can tell that. And, again, here's a guy that is, you know, we know politics are fake. You know, he's done enough speeches on C-SPAN right after congressional things. Do you think this guy has time to do a trilogy movie and at the same time be here, be there, and also supposedly, be from Australia or wherever else? And of course not. You know, I mean, and also, too, and I want to get into another thing, too, on this is everybody that this guy attacks – for the most part, is someone that either wouldn't do something for him. For example, now one of the few things that I do think is
John B's calling in right now. I'm gonna add him into the call.
Sure.
John.
Hey, Brian.
You're on with Justin and Brian. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Glad you could call in.
Not bad, John. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So, go ahead.
Well, we were just touching on Dallas Goldberg, Ed Chiarini, and his supposed matches and whatnot, and I just had to get it off my chest because yesterday in a group we had some people of his.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah,
I heard that bit. Yeah, I looked into that like for 2 minutes and just thought this is just stupid.
Yeah,
it is.
Exactly.
It is stupid, and his website has that.
How can anybody fall for that? I don't know.
I don't know either, but there's a good amount of people that have, and it's crazy to me. I would say probably, you know, maybe, I don't know, 5% of the semi-awake people fell for it, and I would say a lot of the other people are on the same, you know, thing as us where, you know, but what I was going to say is, you know, I do – it sounds crazy, but I do think it's possible that they switched Alex Jones and Bill Hicks, or that Bill Hicks became Alex Jones. But he wouldn't even out this at first because he was still hoping to get on Alex Jones' show. And once Alex Jones didn't let him on his show, he went and made this supposed exposed thing. So now, if someone's looking for Alex Jones exposed or Ron Paul exposed, they're going to come across this and think it's this nutty stuff. So, you know, like we were saying, we think it's there to stop the vixen, you know, to discredit the vixen research, and also to discredit some of the, you know, shill exposing things.
Didn't he? I don't know much about him, but didn't he come out with some good info like a while ago?
Yes.
Yeah, but I think that was given to him as like a golden nugget. Like, so
right.
They gave him.
Right.
I think they gave him the Giffords thing. And they gave him a little bit of the Occupy shit was fake, and so that got us, that got us all into it. Oh yeah, look at this guy; he knows this is fake and this is fake. And then you watch every single other one of his videos, and then nothing but bullshit, all of them. And
yeah,
I've heard him on the on the air just the other night say that the air print is now actually, at first it was secondary to the fingerprint. Now he says it's actually better than the fingerprint.
So he's sort of like a Nico Haupt or Web Fairy that, you know, comes on the scene with some good information and then gets stupid.
Yeah, but it wasn't even like he came on the scene with good information for a long time. It was like a couple weeks, and then it was all this stupid shit.
Well, here was the thing, yeah, when he originally
released... tons of people subscribed to him, like tons of people believe in him.
Oh, yeah. Well, and here was the thing, when he released the Giffords thing, and now that's another thing, too. So now when a staged event like the Giffords supposed shooting happens, now we know that that lady wasn't shot, and he was the one that first brought it, you know, to our attention by seeing, we all knew something was funny about it, but, you know, right away, this is right after it happened, he comes out with, you know, the video, and these pictures were not really, I hadn't seen him anywhere yet, but he comes out with a picture of her on the gurney with barely, you know, any blood, like they just had like a tiny drop of it or whatever, you know, and someone gets shot in the head, they're going to have massive head trauma, blood everywhere, you know, and with all
right.
these shootings, supposedly, you know, it would have been a bloodbath, you know, and the fact that, you know, this lady came out unscathed, and the fact that he had this thing called the X plan, it just made it, you know, it seemed like, oh, wow, this guy has some credible information. So I actually, you know, was started to email with him here and there. And all of a sudden he started getting this, started showing me this stuff. And at first I thought, all right, it's one or two things. It's, you know, was dismissive of it. But then I saw some things where I was like, you know what? This person does not look like this person at all. And I questioned him on it. And at that point, he defriended me on Facebook. And I, you know, obviously stopped the email correspondence with him, and that's been it. And he blocked Brian.
Totally blocked. I'm blocked from his page.
Yep.
He had enough of me, dude. I probably only said one or two things to him, but when you share like pictures from somebody else's page, and if you don't do it privately, like he can see you doing it, like if he looks. And he must have seen the comments I wrote underneath some of the pictures, and he actually blocked me. Like, I can't even get on his page on my account. So I'm banned from Let's Roll. I'm fucking blocked from Dallas Gold Bug. I mean, like, what else? You know what I mean? These people are all a joke.
But this is the real joke. You know what I mean? Some of those other sites at least have some decent information on them. You know, this is just a total sideshow.
Oh, yeah.
What about, just to change the subject a little bit, Jeff Hill?
Who?
Oh, Jeff Hill.
Jeff Hill.
Yeah.
I don't know much about him. He's the guy that was
the 9/11 guy?
Huh?
Jeff Hill from 9/11?
Yeah, he was phoning all kinds of people that were, you know, and
he called Devin Clark on the phone and he asked him about the no planes and then
all Stanley of a sudden, Kramnith. He turns around like Charlie Veach, and is endorsing the official story.
I'm not surprised. Did you hear his interview on Killtown? Look it up on YouTube sometime, because I was just listening to it the other day from like 2009, and like he just sounded like he was losing his mind.
He was screaming and yelling at somebody, but like he puts on this kind of like dozy, well, you know, I'm just a folksy kind of guy asking some questions here.
John, let me interrupt for one second, then I'll let you get back to your point. Real quick, I just wanted to ask you. A person the other day had told me that he was now someone that was believed there was planes, but was still saying 9/11 was an inside job. Are you telling me that he's a total official stories supporter now?
That's what I thought. I could be wrong. Maybe he's just supporting the official conspiracy theory.
Right.
The interview I heard, he was actually pushing the holograms.
He turned right around. He turned around. I think he was a no-planer.
Yeah.
And then turned around and was endorsing either the official story or the official conspiracy theory.
Right.
Yeah, there's an interview out there. You gotta watch it. Jeff Hill, Killtown. He had an interview with Killtown probably 3 years ago, and they were talking about the fake footage and whether Killtown thought it was just fake airplanes or if it went farther than that, like Simon Shack was saying. But this guy Jeff Hill was totally attacking Killtown for even letting that discussion go on his forum.
Like he was losing it, like Bradford Smith.
He was making he was being totally unreasonable. Like he wanted it to be okay that he pushed the hologram theory, but he wanted this guy to ban any talk of any media fakery at all on Killtown's site. And this guy's basically laughing at him. And then it just sounded so crazy to me, because I've heard Jeff Hill before, and I've heard him talk to these people like Devin Clark and some of the other people he interviews,
yeah,
supposedly.
Stanley Pramnith too.
Did you just happen to have a room on the 35th floor? Yada 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 yada. And
yeah, I mean he was doing some good stuff
It seemed like good stuff, but now it seems like he's totally discredited that, and now he's saying he believes it was a hologram and all this other shit.
Yeah, well, all that stuff he did before could have been staged. Right?
Yeah. Oh, makes sense.
You know, it's definitely. Like Alex Jones having David de Rothschild on the show, and you know. But can we jump to aliens, back to aliens again, because you guys were talking about
that?
Yeah,
sure.
Because I think there's...